Wondering how many people listening to me are trying to help the people in Haiti in some way. Wow, I'm just overwhelmed by the response I see from Americans right and left, whether it's through texting or tweeting or giving cash or credit or whatever you're doing. People are really reaching out, and we're talking about people who don't have a pot of gold. So good for all of you who just strictly look at the humanitarian need and see those poor faces on video and are overwhelmed by what they're going through, realizing the danger in that area, the lack of food and water, and, of course, the high death toll that has have left some kids orphans and certainly have left families shattered. Now the response to the Haiti earthquake has been pretty good, but the problem is getting all that relief and aid in there because of one airstrip that's going to be 24 hours. It's going to be opened, but it's the bottlenecking that's happening in some of the areas that's making it really, really tough. In the meantime, there was some criticism leveled at the U.S., courtesy of Hugo Chavez, who says the United States just wants to occupy Haiti. That's the name of the game. That's why they're there, in the name of aid. Whatever. When, oh, when will the butcher be revealed for what he truly is? I don't get it. All these celebrities that pose with him, the Sean Penns, etc., what are they thinking? Do they really understand Hugo Chavez's regime? The answer to that is absolutely not. They can't possibly understand what is going on behind the mask. Remember what Chavez is running in Venezuela. Talk to people who have lived in Venezuela and got out of Venezuela because of the death threats and the concern over trying to have any kind of a voice in that country. There is one voice in that country, and it's that of Hugo Chavez, who, of course, kicks the United States at every opportunity, and that's what the deal is, I think, with what's going on in Haiti. In the meantime, there are still, sadly, many Americans who are missing because Americans were there on field trips in colleges to help people. There were other people who were donating time and working in missions and trying to help build churches and schools, because we're talking about a very, very poverty-stricken area. So generous, good-hearted people and college kids, like I said, and even younger than that, trying to help, trying to rebuild the nation before the earthquake. Sadly, many of them are missing. They say there could be over 1,000 Americans missing, 16 already confirmed dead. It was sad to see this father on one of the stations I was watching get choked up as he talked about students from Lynn University and how most of them were accounted for, and it was exciting, but yet there were still four that weren't accounted for. Take a listen.
We are here united as the parents of the four missing Lynn University students that are at the Hotel Montana and the two faculty members. United with the eight students that have returned safely, and also united with the Lynn University family. The names of our four daughters that are missing are Christine, Stephanie, Courtney, and Brittany. These young ladies are young, intelligent, beautiful girls with their whole lives ahead of them. They traveled to Haiti with food for the poor on a journey called Hope. And now they are lost in the collapsed Hotel Montana. It is our hope and prayer that the federal government hears our cry to send more help to bring our loved ones home. Courtney's parents, the Hayeses, along with Professor Hartwick's son, are currently in the Dominican Republic searching all hospitals and transportation centers for the benefit of all of our families. But that simply is not enough. if you have any contacts with anyone in Haiti that can help us, please visit and contact Lynn University at lynn.edu. Lastly, we want to thank all of our families, friends, and the communities in which we live for their continual prayers and support. And we also want to thank Lynn University, who has been absolutely supportive to all of us and our families. God bless them, and God bless our children tonight. Thank you.
Boy, you have to feel the pain in his voice talking about his daughter. And there, that was an example of a humanitarian trip gone wrong because of an earthquake, and they happen to be in that hotel, and they still haven't found those four yet. And the press to try to, you heard him press the government to try to get more folks on the ground looking, but the problem is they're looking for all kinds of Americans, and they're looking for all kinds of people, obviously. Thus, more troops, more people in there, more digging out, more possibilities, certainly. Speaking of possibilities, who would think, oh yes, former President's Club, standing next to each other, smiling and happy to do it. It would be President Clinton and President George W. Bush actually hanging out and spending some time. The two of them are on the lead to the leading edge of a national drive to raise money for Haiti, deciding to come together. And over the weekend, they had the big announcement in the Rose Garden, and, you know, Obama talked about Americans standing united and uniting the people of Haiti. So Bush and Clinton have actually created a website that's ClintonBushHaitiFund.org, and they're collecting donations from that. Both presidents said that the donors have to know that their money will be spent wisely. What an interesting thing, the two of them doing this. And I think, you know, all politics aside, great for the two of them to lend their names to this. Although it makes you wonder, too, on that website, do you think they argued about whose name went first? Clinton or Bush? The Bush-Clinton-Haiti Fund. Okay, I'll let you go first, Bill. No problem. Clinton-Bush-Haiti Fund. We're not going to quibble about this. So Clinton, who is the special U.N. envoy to Haiti, said he had stayed in Haitian hotels that collapsed during the earthquake and dined with people who were killed in the disaster, and says it's still one of the most remarkable places that he'd been. And, you know, he feels like he feels as though he has a connection to the people, and hopes that, you know, that we need to get the food and medicine and water and a secure place for them to be for his part. And Bush said it's not unusual for the two of them to have conversations, because Bush said that while he was president, he called on Clinton often for advice. How about that? Best thing I think most people could do is probably send money. If you're sending other things, I think at this point, if you were sending food or other things, the chances of getting it through would be pretty tough. UNICEF, by the way, raised $14 million so far for Haiti. Millions has been raised, just a question of getting that aid there as quickly as they can. Coming up on the flip side, some other things going on around the country, including, oh yeah, that special election Tuesday in Massachusetts that has far-reaching results that could affect you and me. Stay with us.
This is an emergency alert. People don't die of H1N1 infection. They die from system-wide intoxication and toxic shock. Doctors call it the cytokine storm following infection and immune hyperstimulation. Vaccines with immune stimulants or toxic drugs chemicalize your body, adding to your death risk. Prevent death and reverse diseases from infections, vaccinations, and drug toxicity. Call this number to get my free special report about the flu and what to do to save lives, maybe even your own. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Order Zeolite, the world's most powerful broad-spectrum detoxifier, immune system guard, and vaccine cleanse. Avoid vaccinations and drugs. Use Zeolite and OxySilver Hydrosol instead to detox and de-germ your body. Stop the shock of toxicity and preventable deaths. Call 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Or visit zeolife.net and oxysilver.net and order your free report and package special.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
I love you, baby. I love you now. I love you, baby. I love you now. Look at us, we're beautiful. All the people push and pull, but let's just go out and ride. Talk about the things we tried. Look at us, we're beautiful. All the people push and pull, but I'll never get inside. We got too much to hide.
Oh, yeah, we got too much to hide. I worry about what's hidden in that healthcare reform bill. However, I'm getting less worried when I realize in Massachusetts, boy, that is the big thing now. A year after being sworn in, Tuesday is a big deal for President Obama. And why? Because not since 1972 has a Republican won a Senate seat in Massachusetts, and the state has no Republican House members. So 90% of the state legislature is Democratic. But check this out. With Ted Kennedy's death, it left open a race. And it's a toss-up between Martha Coakley, who's the Democratic candidate, and the Republican, Scott Brown. And guess what? They're in a dead heat. And, of course, what are they pushing when they're stumping to the people of Massachusetts? It's the health care insurance reform, or whatever crap they're calling it now, because the name varies. I think they're calling it health insurance reform. You need to get 60 votes in the Senate, of course, to pass. They're could forego that, but I don't think that'll happen. If Coakley wins, the Democrats are in, because you already know where she's voting. If Brown is in, he votes in the opposite direction, and boy, that really changes the game, huh? We've been talking about Haiti and the relief efforts and a couple of other things. Let's go to Tom in St. Louis. Hi, Tom.
Hi, how you doing, Kate? Nice talking to you. I could talk to you all night. But anyway, something you mentioned, some about Hugo Chavez, and yet celebrities that were taken pictures with him and being friendly with him.
Yeah.
One of the things that really bothers me a lot, whenever you start having celebrities or notables in our society that have dealings with dignitaries from other countries, especially countries that are not friendly with the United States, I do believe there is a federal law that is on the books where the Congress or the President has to know about it, first of all. And number two, I kind of believe that what we possibly could be looking at here is a possible treason.
Oh, you mean go after the Sean Penns of the world and whatnot for treason?
Well, they need to be investigated, and I need two instruments of investigation, the Justice Department and the IRS, and quite literally start looking at if there's any transfers of money going on, first of all. And number two, what kind of dealings are they having and what are they doing for Chavez and so forth and so on? Not only him, but also people like Fidel Castro. I mean, I remember one time, I believe it was Diane Sawyer that gave Fidel Castro a big fat kiss on the lips one time on camera. And that that is really something that, is really not only annoying, but it is it's something that it's disheartening when you start seeing people, notable people in our country, start dealing with people that are very hostile and friendly towards the United States. They want to bleed us financially, but they also want to persecute us and crucify us. Quite frankly, not just the celebrities, but a lot of people that are in Congress, mainly with the health care thing. But we need to really start going after these people, but you're not going to be able to do it with this particular Justice Department that we have now. Now, if we get a new administration in there, and let's just say it's a Republican administration, and they're primarily conservative, I think there needs to be a national push to find out what kind of damage was done to the United States financially, politically, socially, and also to be able to find out who the principal players are, and they need to be brought to the bar of justice.
You know, it's interesting. Politically, especially, and socially, I would absolutely agree with you, damage-wise. And then I guess you could lead that to the financial structure. I mean, there's a reason why Hugo Chavez loves it, will embrace whatever celebrity wants to come out and hang with him, because he wants that photo op. He wants that to be out there. Look, I'm the nice guy. I mean, you Americans, you're the ones that are screwing people, and I'm the one who's trying to reach out. I know what you're doing in Haiti, and you're trying to pull off a military act there. That's why you're there on the ground. But I'm offering these people oil, and it's the United States shrouded in secrecy. So you're right.
And that's a propaganda tool right there as well.
Yeah.
And to be quite honest with you, I have to probably agree with guys like Sean Hannity when he starts talking about people that hate the United States. They reap all the profits. They reap all the benefits from the United States. But they are so willing to want to persecute the United States that we're middle class America. We comprise the majority, and then we're the bad guys. And that's what I'm beginning to really despise. This guy, what's his name, Saul Alinsky, and a whole bunch of these others that I've heard Glenn Beck even talk about. I knew about these guys back in the 1980s. And to be honest with you, when I was going to school in St. Louis, I managed to get one college professor at UMSL. He got his tenure revoked. He was a renowned communist, and he even published in the school newspaper, The Current, that we should take arms and overthrow the United States of America. And I managed to make sure to it that a copy of that paper wound up going to the office of the FBI and yada yada so forth and so on. Next thing you know, in a very short period of time, I think the chancellor and the board of curators wound up yanking his tenure. And it seems like you get a number of these professors back in that time. Those are the people that are running the country today. Guys like Obama, for example, he falls into that ilk as well. And I think that we're ultimately going to learn a hard lesson here.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting, Tom. It's interesting where that gray line is. And you know what I'm talking about. It's interesting where the line goes as to what is the part of the propaganda machine, what is free thought and we just disagree with it, and what is part of something bigger, and it's dissecting what it all is. You're right.
Mention is correct. There is a larger issue here. And you have people that are way above all the Democrats and the Republicans, and believe it or not, the Democrats and the Republicans that have quite literally stabbed us all in the back during the Bush years, and also in Obama's administration, quite literally, those are the people, the conjecture is that they're all working for the same same internationalists, the same globalists, that want to collapse our currency, they want to collapse our country, and they want to drag us under put us all in a third world status.
Mm.
And that's what they want. You're going to have the haves and the have-nots. You're going to have the super mega wealthy, and then you're going to have the people that are the poor peasants. And that's it.
Yeah.
And they look at us like we are their chattel property.
Yeah.
And you're going to see a reinstitution of slavery. You're going to see it globally, but not just in this country. But first, this country has got to collapse from within before that can happen.
Yeah, Tom, thanks for the call. Let's hope that it doesn't collapse, and let's hope that more people are on the ball and alert as to what could possibly be going on. I think in the sense of the haves and the have-nots, that would be the scary thing that could happen, because Tom's right. Just from the financial perspective, no hocus-pocus or name-calling or any of that stuff, just write what's in front of us. I say this every single time. Remember this. You always, in every scenario, have to follow the money. So he's right about the idea of the currency, which scares me to death, and I've said this since I first jumped on the air in America Tonight. The fact that we've been printing money and we don't have any account of the money. It's just like paper being thrown out into the air. It's an interesting thing. If you ever have a chance to go to one of the U.S. mints, go to one of the mints, and you see the stacks of money. There's just something about it. You watch it. You see money in its purest form. And it's nothing. It's paper. It's the ink. It's all of that. And it's coming out, and you see it, and you think, that's incredible. And then this is a stack of whatever. But the stack of whatever is exactly becoming that. It's whatever. And we know that there's been calls globally. It's been suggested a couple of times that they do away with the dollar as the main currency, because there are many places that that's what they deal in, is the dollar. Well, most of them, the exchanges. So if that were to happen and there was some different form, so if there was some different form of currency, I've joked about this before, but seriously, in looking into this, it would change the way we operate here in the United States. And I think ultimately that's what you look at. You look at the currency factor, and you look at the elite versus, and the control there versus those who are trying to just keep their head above water. And that middle class that Tom mentioned, it scares me to death when I hear right and left about all these taxation of this and tax that. I mean, pretty soon, I just take that $80,000 figure. That's already, by the time you whittle that down, take out the taxes, there's no way that a man with a family of whatever can survive, and man and a woman with a family of whatever can survive on that anymore because of the proposed taxes that are on the board. What is the middle class in the United States? 800-259-5791.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard around the world.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's give real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The
Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Have you ever needed something but you forgot? You know, some of our Life Change Tea customers forget to order, and then they ask us for some rush shipping. What if it was automatic? You know, no gimmicks, just your product smooth sailing to you automatically. And what if there was free tea? In AutoShip, there's some free tea, so call us for details. That's 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our AutoShip program has no lock-ins, and you can cancel at any time. Free tea. If AutoShip be, so call us. There's no better way to jumpstart your health. Look us up at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com.
To see you when I wake up is a gift I didn't think could be real. To know that you feel the same as I do is a threefold utopian dream.
Coming up, we have the weekly easy for me to say, rewind of the NFL. Remember, we have the game of the week, the nail the score game, and we'll let you know if anybody nailed the score. Plus this one, you know, the Jets, they stunned the Chargers 17-14. I thought the Jets had a good chance, and Gang Green moves forward. How about that? Taking on Indianapolis on Sunday, the Colts. Yeah. I love it. I think it's great. I can't wait to see what happens. I hope the Jets stun the Colts and then move forward. I don't dislike the Colts, but I like this whole idea of the Jets advancing and going to the Super Bowl. Even better, wouldn't it be interesting to see what happens with the Vikings and that other team, the Saints. But we'll give you all the details on the massacres, the games, you name it, coming up in just a few here. But right now, let's go out to Mark in upstate New York. Hello, Mark.
Hey, how you doing, kiddo?
I'm good. How about you?
Good, good. Just two little statements, and I got to ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
To respond to the guy's last call about these celebrities,
mm-hmm.
that goes all the way back to Jane Fonda, okay, and even some of the things that Harry Cronkite said. And as far as the presidents, how they get along, you know, when I heard that, I was thinking, and it's really a weird thought, Kate, if you think about it, the office itself is actually bigger than the man himself.
Mm-hmm.
They only go in and they occupy and
mm-hmm.
vacate.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, if you really think about it, it's kind of weird. But the question I want to ask you is, because you're into sports, what happened in Boston today? Last night, some guy gives me two tickets, you know, and he said, here, these are no good, you know. And I looked at him. I said, oh, my God, it's a Patriots playoff game. He said, oh, they're no good. And I was wondering, why would somebody buy tickets to a playoff game if they don't like the team? So, you know, yeah.
Well, the Patriots are no good because the Patriots are not going any further in the playoffs. They're done. That ticket is, there's nothing going on with the Patriots.
Oh, that's
they got
why when I
out.
Went there, nobody showed up. Neither team, I thought they forfeited. See, I'm not into it like you. I don't know about forfeiting sports. I thought it was a man's game. You know, I would have gave
so
the ticket away. You know, my name ain't Matt. I'm not one of the pretty people.
I would have given the ticket away. I love that. You smart Alec. You are too funny. Bye-bye. Yeah, their Patriots are way gone. It's interesting to see what's actually happened in the NFL. It's been a fun year of Nail the Score, and we still have a couple more weeks of that. Don't forget, that's on Thursday night in our third hour, okay, in our third hour. I mentioned this before in talking about how big this deal was in Massachusetts, and it's kind of a question of could the Massachusetts election actually derail Obama's agenda when it comes to this health insurance reform? And can you imagine a Republican winning Kennedy's seat? Because it is like Kennedy's seat. He held on to it for almost 50 years. So this primary is hot stuff. And how upset will the Democrats be with their choice of Martha Coakley if the Republican ends up beating her? If Brown wins it, he would be the 41st vote on that bill. And he's flat out said he will vote stop it. There's no way. Of course, there's no way that he's going to vote for health care, the health care reform. But she is running on the opposite thing. So Obama came into her aid, if you will, or was just lending his coattails to try to help prime the pump for voters to vote for her. He even said at one of the places where he was speaking that the people should get out and tell people about Martha Coakley and get the word out and get her in. But this just shows you how the Democrats didn't realize even what was happening. Patrick Kennedy, who is the son of the late Ted Kennedy, mentioned Coakley during his time with reporters, when he was talking to reporters. And every single time when he was talking about her, he kept calling her Marcia. Not a good sign. He didn't even know her first name. He kept saying Marcia. So that just shows you how shaky this is. I'll tell you, I think that she has a good chance to lose. And they're kind of keeping it on the down low. But even some of the closest advisors to Obama believe that she's going to lose that special election to fill that Senate seat. Maybe his visit, that's why he went certainly on Sunday, maybe his visit will help and then a late push by the Democrats. But the Republican state senator, Scott Brown, is really neck and neck, and he is pushing the this is crap, this, I mean, he's not using the word crap, but he's saying that this health care reform is not what we want to be a part of. And the presidential advisors are kind of walking around with some hangdog looks. They're pretty pessimistic in the last couple of days about her winning the seat over. So then it makes you wonder, why did they? Was there not anyone else they could have put in that position? There were talks originally, although she right away shut this down, of Kennedy's wife Victoria jumping into his spot, you know, taking the spot or even, you know, running for the spot in the special election. So they might have made a real big blunder in choosing her with this health reform on the line. And they predict it's going to be a very slow count. And even at one of the rallies, or the rally where Obama was, apparently he was heckled at the rally. So I would say that this is going to be an uphill, might be end up being an uphill battle for Coakley, and could change the face of that next vote on health care reform. I had a couple of odds and ends for you, because as I said, coming up next, we've got a sports shorts for you. We're going to rewind and re-rack some of the games over the weekend. Sadly, I spent a ton of time in front of the tube, and it was brutal. It was just not great games. There was one game that got kind of interesting, and I'll save it and tell you about it. But other than that, I didn't think it was great football, to be honest. Definitely not, unless you're a fan of the team, of course, that won. All right, this might have got lost in the sauce with everything, the sad stuff in Haiti and our concerns over health care reform and a zillion other things that we're talking about. But I happen to see this in a British paper. They say now, they, being some scientists, that a test can detect Alzheimer's up to 20 years before any symptoms show up, which is interesting. It's an eye test, and it could be part of the routine examinations by an optician. And they can tell about the dementia, apparently, and they might be able to get drugs before then. Ooh, that's kind of wild. Can you imagine that? You're like 40 years old. Ooh, you've got signs of Alzheimer's are coming down the road. So maybe if we give you some medication, it might stop the disease in the tracks, and you might never show those symptoms. If they said that to you when you're going through a routine exam, that'd be kind of frightening, wouldn't it? But they expect the numbers to grow. And there is no cure, and existing drugs don't even work for everybody. The diagnosis is based on memory tests and expensive brain scans that they use sometimes. But the eye test would be quick and easy. They use eye drops, and they highlight the diseased cells, and they show the first time, like in a living eye, the amount of damage to the cells in the retina corresponds with brain cells that are dead, too. And they can pinpoint the pattern of the cell deaths to the characteristics of Alzheimer's, and they've been right every single time since they started to experiment and look at this. Wow, that's pretty incredible. And they're doing these human trials. They're getting ready to do these human trials and see. They say it's inexpensive, non-invasive, and they think they're fairly confident that they can, the progress would be pretty quick in the patients. So I'd be curious to keep an eye on this and where it goes down the road. In the short term, an early diagnosis would give patients and their families, I guess, time to prepare. I don't know, Matt, if you went to get a routine eye test, I mean, you're not even 30 yet, and you go to get a test and then they look in your eye and tell you, geez, well, there is just a little tiny possibility that you might get Alzheimer's, would you really want that word early?
I don't know. That's difficult because it's something that you wouldn't want to know is coming, especially at such a young age.
Right.
But at the same time, I think you'd want to know eventually so that you can kind of prepare yourself for it, or maybe get some treatments for it. So I don't know. That's too young, though. 30 is way too young.
I think it's too young. I think you'd probably have to be at least 40-something, maybe even 50.
Yeah, because that would start weighing on your mind, and I don't know about that.
Yeah, and then there's no proven test for sure. They're just doing the human trials. It sounds good. But what if they tell you that, and then you didn't? You know,
I think they should, I don't know, if they find a cure, then it's all good. But until then, they should probably not be telling people when they're 30.
Keep it to yourself.
Yeah.
But that's what they do. In their own way, they prime the pump. They get the public the knowledge. They put it out there so that they'll get money for their scientific research. So that's part of what that's about. But I'll tell you, I don't know how many people listening have ever dealt with anyone with Alzheimer's. I had a great aunt who was really cool, and I didn't know her too well till I was older, because we grew up in, you know, I was in different parts of the country where I grew up and where she was raising her family. But I got to know her later, and she was a really cool lady, really kind of sassy, funny, and sadly, I watched her go downhill from Alzheimer's. You never knew really when she talked to me. Sometimes I think she knew me, and there were other times I talked to her. I wasn't really quite sure if she remembered me or not and was calling me different names. So that is a tough thing for families to wrestle with. All right, no fooling. We're talking a little sports here on the flip side, including reaction to Mark McGwire in St. Louis.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Americans have heard much about change in recent times and are now waking up to the truth. Well, here's a few facts about your food you may want to change. Did you know that nearly 100% of the food on store shelves comes from a few corporations and that most is genetically engineered, chemically sprayed, and transported great distances? Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company, like you, wants to see Americans change and take control of their own food supply, one seed at a time. Over 12 years, we've become America's premier supplier of pure, non-GMO seeds with over 1,400 varieties. Gardeners and homesteaders know Baker Creek offers some of the most popular seed collection kits, like our large heirloom kit with 60 full-size seed packets for only $99. The kit contains 25 types of vegetables and comes packaged in a metal can for long-term storage for just $99. Look for our free catalog today at rareseeds.com. That's rareseeds.com or call 1-866-OLD. Seed. That's 1-866-653-7333 today.
Romo on third and 14. Steps up.
Over the four-man front, stands up, says something, bows under Jeff Saturday one more time. Nate takes to Donald Brown. Donald with a good pickup to throw downfield. It's all smart. That's what you didn't want. Ball is being returned all the way downfield and caught from behind the guy's side.
Right side, big hole, 35, 40, Hightower, 45, he might go, 40, 30, Hightower, 20, 10, 5, on the first play, Hightower, 70 yards, touchdown Cardinals.
He stands in the shotgun, calls for the football, Cardinals bring four, here's Brees, stepping up, can't find anybody, now he throws at the goal line, and it is caught, caught for the touchdown by Jackie. There's a run left side, it's Reggie Bush breaking free, Bush to the 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, bye-bye Birdies, he's in the end zone. Snap back to the left-footed Hooter, the end-over-end effort will be taken in by Reggie Bush at the 18-yard line, running to his right now,
he's got room, he's up to the 40, 45, left field, 50, running down the near sideline, he won't even contest him, bye-bye Birdies, good for 83 yards, Reggie.
Yeah, how about those Saints? Reggie Bush really did his job, no question about it. All the Saints did. And a lot of people on hand to watch the Saints roll 45-14 over the Cardinals. Tough break for the Cardinals. In the end, even Kurt Warner, it's a question of whether or not he'll be back. He had a pretty hard hit. Matt Leinart was in at the tail end of that game, but it was a goner. They had gotten blown out. Indianapolis rolls over Baltimore 20-3, another snoring, boring game. Not for Colts fans, of course. It's big for Peyton Manning, and Baltimore had chances. They didn't just take advantage of it in the beginning of the game and fell apart in the end. The Jets end. The Chargers, probably the best game of the week, is a little closer. It was maybe the shocker, you could say, because I think a lot of people thought this was it for the Chargers. They had a chance. They had all the bright people in place, and the Jets were the Cinderella team. They were the fifth seed in the AFC. Surely they were not going to knock off the Chargers in San Diego. And they did exactly that, 17-14, the final score there. And in New York, they're just going crazy. At least the Jets fans certainly are. There's no Giants to speak of, but they're completely different fans. And what's interesting is Mark Sanchez. How unlikely for Mark Sanchez, kid out of USC, that a lot of people thought, oh, no way, can't get that far. Well, he showed them you can get that far. He did throw an interception, had a TD, though, and he was 12 of 23 for 100 yards. Mostly we're talking, moving it around. Different for Phillip Rivers, because he threw for almost 300 yards. He had a touchdown and two interceptions. But in the end, there were some mistakes that the Chargers couldn't overcome. They even tried. They did put a score on the board with less than five to go and tried the onside kick. And it was a decent onside kick. It didn't work, though, because the Jets got it back. So the Jets are going to the AFC Championship game, and they will face the Indianapolis Colts. In the meantime, our game of the week was the Vikings and the Dallas Cowboys. Here's the highlights from that.
Romo on third and 14. Steps up. He's back. And he dropped the ball. And the Vikings have recovered the football. It's Kevin Williams with the football recovery.
This guy's had a struggle. 48-yard try, left hand. Snap, spot, kick with plenty of distance is no good. Joe Sweden did it again. And Favre goes back to pass, deep right side, sticky right, single coverage. He caught it inside the 10. Touchdown! It's a 47-yard touchdown. It was in the single coverage, and it was Joe Sinkerball who was burned. 6-0 Vikings. Sidney Rice in motion, right to left. Favre picks a handoff. He rolls out to the right. He stops, makes a man miss, fires. Pops 50 wide open. Dives from the end zone. Touchdown! It's a 16-yard touchdown. Brett Favre has two. Sidney Rice has two. And the Vikings lead 13-3. Romo shotgun, fakes a handoff. Jared Allen hitting. It's a strip sack. And the Vikings, they have it. It was a blindside hit by Jared Allen. 49-yard try, left pass. Romo holds, snaps. Weasel's kick with plenty of distance, and it is
no good. He missed it right. He's one of three.
Romo back to pass. He throws right. Intercepted. Intercepted by Ben Lever at the 20. And he's to the 15, and he's taken down at the 13. Huge rush. Far fade left. Sidney. He caught it at the 20. Heads to the right inside the 10. Touchdown. Sidney Rice has stolen the show. Fourth down, Brett Favre indeed will pass. Back to pass, fade left. Shanko diving. Heads up down.
We just passed on fourth and three with a 27-3 lead, and Vasante Shanko caught it.
And that'll do it. The Minnesota Vikings have destroyed the Dallas Cowboys 34-3.
Yeah, and destroy them they did, and here's what all of you need to know. You certainly heard that there, 34-3, huge Brett Favre, and the Vikings. He said after the game, this is what I came back for. It was pure adrenaline, baby, in your face. And now here we go, another shot at the Super Bowl for Brett Favre. And how about those Vikings? The team was incredible. It really was a fun thing to watch from the Vikings' point of view, I think. It was a boring game otherwise, but how exciting if you're a Vikings fan. Nobody nailed the score. Nobody was even close. I said the Vikings 27-17. Matt said the Vikings 38-17. Nobody was even close on this one. How about that? Matt, were you just stoked beyond belief when you were watching this game?
There's a Vikings game today?
Yeah, and I know that you must have caught it.
Of course I did. It was awesome. I was fired up all day. It was great. And the only problem was I gave Cowboys too much credit and gave them 17 points instead of 3.
Yeah, I mean, they just, all the sacks, the 6 sacks of Tony Romo, the defense for Minnesota looked tremendous. Allen was incredible to watch. He was like a man on fire. He was a one-man whipping crew is what he was.
Jared Allen, Ray Edwards had a kind of a coming out party there, too. We had 6 sacks and an interception.
Yep.
2 fumble recoveries, I think.
Yep.
Defense came to play, and the vaunted Dallas Cowboys offense was nowhere to be found.
Yeah, and you said it. Ray Edwards really led that defense, and Romo, when you'd see him on camera, he just looked, they described it as stone-faced. I think that's pretty accurate. He looked pretty upset, certainly. Especially, you know, they still had a chance in the very beginning of the game. The first quarter, hey, second quarter, then it's just like, forget it. Then the Vikings were pulling away for it. And here's the thing that people are actually even voting online on ESPN and Fox, I think. The Cowboys linebacker, Matt Keith, Brooking was complaining about the late touchdown. He even confronted Brad Childress, the coach, on the sideline, saying he thought it was totally classless and disrespectful. So people are voting on whether or not it was too in your face for the Vikings to pour on that last one. What do you think, Matt?
I think if you got a problem with it, you should stop them. I mean, this isn't Pee Wee football. We're not handing out trophies at the end of every season to all the kids who play on the team. These are professional athletes. You're getting paid millions of dollars to play defense and stop the other team from scoring. If that was my job, then I would be trying my hardest to do that and wouldn't be whining about someone else trying to score. I mean, they were calling timeouts with 6 minutes left, trying to preserve the clock and make a comeback. So if you're ready to give up and throw in the towel, don't call timeouts and extend the game.
Yeah, I agree. I think that the Vikings putting the last touchdown in, who cares, especially the way the Cowboys were playing it. So I don't think you can lay that on the doorstep of the Vikings. I don't think you can say that was classless. I think it was frustration on the Cowboys' part because they didn't like getting blown apart the way that they did. Now, afterwards, everybody's speculating on whether or not, with Jerry Jones, on whether or not he will have his coach back, Wade Phillips. I heard that he will be back, but that could change, and that's kind of how Jerry Jones leads you down that path to believe that he's going to come back, and then suddenly he pulls the trigger in a different direction. But who would they hire? So now you have the Vikings and the Saints next Sunday night. Ooh, we got some football left, folks, and we still have another nail to score coming your way next week. Remember, Thursday in the third hour.
Can't miss the Vikes game. Twin City!
How about you, Cowboys?
Yeah!